Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been?
I was just glancing ahead to your celebrity story, but I don't want to give it away.
you're laughing already. So,
yes.
Man, talk about some amazing house looking and home buying weather. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard something on the radio. Are you still tracking your 100 day, days without 100 degree temperature?
We are still there.
What was that?
According to the National Weather Service, they started keeping modern records in 1945,
okay,
as we know it.
Okay.
The Hanford Weather Station, and for the first time since 1945, we have not had a 100 degree day.
Okay, so this
July
this is the longest we've ever made it.
A little bit cooler. August average temp is about 89.5.
Yeah.
We've been in the 90s.
Okay.
But they said usually by now we've had at least 10 days.
Days.
And we haven't had any of 100 degrees.
No, none. But now I hear reports flirting of 97, 98 tomorrow.
So we hit 98 on a Thursday a few weeks ago.
So maybe we're going to get pretty close.
Low to mid-90s, they're saying, for the fair.
Well, it's just been fabulous. I mean, for going out and looking at property, not too hot, you know, not cold at all. It's just been amazing.
People don't melt when they get out of your car.
Exactly. So, as always, we're just loving what's going on with the weather. This is one of our favorite times of year in the Tri-Cities, and everybody's gearing up for fair. And so we are ready, though. We always started off with our crazy story and a little bit of celebrity news that we have
Eastbound
a little fun with.
Down, load them up. Sorry.
So Smokey and the Bandit is having a little bit of trouble. Even some of the stars are not immune to the housing bubble.
Mm-hmm.
According to Zillow.com, they reported last week that although Reynolds lives in Burt Reynolds lives in Beverly Hills, he also owns an estate in Hobie Sound, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the home's been on the market a while. It's gone through several price drops without a buyer. And news reports are he was just hit with a foreclosure lawsuit on that home, claiming about $1.2 million in back payments owed. So,
well, it says here the Martin County Circuit Court claims that Smokey hasn't made a mortgage payment in over a year.
He truly is the Bandit.
Yeah.
So
Trans Am's probably sitting up on blocks in the backyard.
So that's our fun real estate story.
Wow.
for the week. Somebody pointed out maybe he should have refinanced with rates being as low as they are if he could have qualified being the problem.
Yes.
But now some local news, bringing it back, making it real here, bringing it back to our local level.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some local real estate news. Just a tip I'd like to throw out there to the listeners. In a couple weeks, it's crazy how fast it comes up, but in a couple weeks, starting September 5th, Parade of Homes is going to be coming next month. And the normal tickets will go on sale starting September 5th. But better than yet, a tip I wanted to point out to the listeners out there is they have a special event that they call Chefs on Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they take 12 homes and they do 7 one night, the rest the next night. And they do that on September 15th and 16th. And you can go to the house, talk to the builder. It's not as rushed as when you're going through the parade. And there will be a chef in the parade home, a local chef preparing food. So you can talk to them about their food, their cooking. And better than all of that, you can eat. And
what's better than getting someone to buy a house than cooking food and letting them eat it in a brand new home?
It's really an awesome event. The tickets usually sell out for this. So a tip I wanted to give our listeners is that you go to the local HBA website if you're considering doing this, and it's HBA, that's Home Builders Association, so it's HBATC.com. You can reserve those tickets in advance now.
Mm-hmm.
So just Google Tri-Cities Home Builders or go to HBATC.com. I would suggest if you're interested in doing that, go ahead and reserve those tickets now. So it's going to be a great event, always is a great event, and that's just a little tip for our listeners to kind of jump on the ball ahead of time and get that done. Second big news story of the week, local news stories. We're always kind of tracking development and what's going on and everything, and that is the Kennewick City Council approved the sale of 1.5 acres owned by the city next to the convention center. Richland developer out there, I'm looking at that. And what they are looking at developing is another big hotel out there. In fact, the name thrown out in the news article was maybe a Wyndham Microtel. So, once again, just utilizing that convention center, getting more options for folks coming to visit, and some continued development out there in the Vista Field area. So, continued just awesome, awesome things happening, and we're seeing more buildings going up, and things are clicking along out there. So,
absolutely.
Couple of real estate stories to make everybody aware of. And now on to our topic. We've kind of been on this kick talking about first-time home buyers. We really did this three-week segment where we were focusing on buying in general. We went through the 20 steps that it takes to buy. We talked a little bit about renting versus buying, mm-hmm. and when that choice was to be made. And now just really looking at what is out there for the first-time home buyers, what options people have, and what to kind of consider when they look at these programs and these options that they're considering. And so there's some really there still is some unique programs out there. A lot of people think, you know, lending has gone, you know, is tightened up and it's not as easy to get. But if you're working with the right lender, if you're talking to an agent that's gone through this process before, there are still some programs out there. Now, we really have to watch and double check. It can change weekly what money is available in these programs, what programs mm-hmm. the cities have money for, where they're at with funding wise, and then taking our buyers and kind of counseling them in conjunction with the lender where to head. But in general, so there are some guidelines that come up and how it works. All three cities have down payment assistance programs and different programs, but they all kind of follow the basic guidelines. So to qualify for these programs, the borrower usually has to obviously be a first-time home buyer.
Never having owned property.
And some of the programs don't take that to never, but there are a few of the programs, and you just have to check the guidelines to which one we're looking at best fits. Some of them define first-time home buyer as not owning property in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So you could have owned a home previously, not had one for 3 years, and then re-qualify for a program like this. Usually what happens after that is you have to complete an approved home buyer education class. Mm-hmm. And this is just a program that you go through. They want, if they're lending out this money and giving these grants, they want the buyer to be educated, as do we in the process of them buying the house. But we want them to be educated as to what is going to make a successful homeowner. You know, having the right type of reserves and looking at those options. And we'll talk a little bit.
Preparing you, laying the groundwork.
Exactly. So we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break, but that's, you know, going through that home buyer education class is a big thing, and it's good information that they present in that. Demonstrating a financial need for the assistance. So this is another thing that comes up, is these programs are really in mind to help the first-time home buyer that needs the help.
In other words, if you've got 50 grand in the bank, you're probably not going to qualify
for one of these programs.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And if you're making 100K a year, even though you're a first-time home buyer, probably not going to qualify. In fact, it is laid out in a table. So they consider gross household income equal to or less than 80% of the area median income. And there's actually tables you can go to on the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development site. Mm-hmm. That list that out. I do have a couple of those figures just to give people an idea. So if it's a single person mm-hmm. purchase, 80% of for income guidelines for Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco, that number is going to be about $37,000. Mm-hmm. If it's a two-person household, they jump that up to $42,000. Mm-hmm. And say it was a four-person household, you know, husband, wife, two kids. That is considered $52,700. So, for general and for some of our median guidelines and stuff here, you can still, that opens the doors up for a lot of people to still qualify.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that can afford it. It's just that they got to get their foot in the door. They need that little extra jump start to prime the pump.
Exactly. And whether it's just graduating from college, just starting in a new career trade, a lot of times this is a way to be able to jump start it and get into home ownership at a time when rates are absolutely, like we say with a capital R, ridiculous. And that's one of the things that's really spurred this 3-week topic for me is, with a little bit of increased inventory, some amazing choices out there, and then having the rates. I mean, literally last week, I mean, in the last couple days, we have seen 30-year rates that different lenders have been quoting around 3.875. I mean, we talked about it being in the low fours and how crazy wow. that was and how we just couldn't believe it. But with a lot of the changes that has happened and what's been happening with the Fed and the news that they've come out about holding rates, we've seen those rates drop in many instances on a 30-year. I mean, this we used to talk 15-year at these rates, now 30-year at under 4%.
Wow.
So it really is a time with all of that, with you put all these together, you put those low rates together, you put some of these down payment assistance programs, first-time homebuyer programs together, and it really is kind of a perfect storm of looking at a great time to buy as mm-hmm. opposed to being a renter. So if you listened to last week's show and you decided you're in that buy category instead of the rent category, this is really what we're talking about. Now, you do have to provide a small amount toward the purchase of the home, so you do have to have a minimum amount down mm-hmm. For some of these, not all of these. There will be some loans we'll talk about after the break that are true zero down, but there are some that will require $1,000 or $2,000 minimum down from the borrower. And key here is these properties need to be used as a primary residence. These are not investment properties. These are properties that are going to be used as a primary residence.
Throughout the life of the loan.
Yes, exactly. Some throughout the life of the loan. And then some of these programs, for instance, the down payment assistance in many cases, are zero interest loans that are to be repaid if the home is ever sold. Mm-hmm. So you could still sell the home, but then it would have to be repaid, but it will have collected no interest during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not just the buyer is qualifying for in most of these cases, but the property that they intend to purchase needs to qualify. So a lot of them have to be located within specific map areas, depending mm-hmm. on the different cities, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco. And so it's really checking into which program are we using, where do we need to focus on what you can find. It has to pass a housing quality standard inspection.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they will come out. They are looking for the safety features, the smoke alarms, the no peeling paint, a lot of the same stuff that you're going to see through an FHA requirement or through an inspection. But this is just one extra step when they're lending this money. They want to make sure that it's a safe bet, you know, on who they're lending it to, and it's going to be protected. And then a purchase price that can't exceed the 203B limit for the area. So there are purchase prices, but most of the times that purchase price qualification takes care of itself mm-hmm. because we're dealing with an income qualification on the front end. So a lot of times that income qualification is going to limit how much you can buy.
Yeah.
So that will end up.
And a
up,
clear title, too, it also says on there.
Yes. Thanks, John. John, you've been listening through all the shows, so I appreciate that. Yeah, there was one we had skipped over there. A clear title. Very important also for these programs. No encumbrances, no liens, or no clouds on title. You want it like any other transaction. You want to make sure that we are dealing here with a free and clear title. So those are our basic qualifications that we're dealing with as far as buyer qualifications and then property qualifications mm-hmm. To utilize these programs. And I tell you what, these folks, when we help these folks in these situations, they are some of our just, I mean, so happy clients. I mean, they are excited. It's their first home. Mm-hmm. They've gotten in there. And, you know, we've been able to help them take that first step in what's a major life change for what they're doing. So it's very rewarding for us. We have a great team in place to help make this happen. I have specific agents that work very well in these situations, and we know these programs. After the break, we're going to talk about a couple things. Number one, we're going to talk about some property, some great new property that we have listed that mm-hmm. would be amazing picks for these programs. That we have available. We're also going to talk about some zero down loan options that are out there and a couple other things for those first time home buyers to consider.
And we'll be right back on News Talk 870.
Okay, guys, welcome back from the break. What we're going to do is normally a lot of times we might talk about some of this property at the end of the segment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump right into some picks right now for some new listings we have just to kind of relate what we've talked about with some first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. where some property is that would qualify, and just to kind of give an idea of what you could be doing right now and what you could be getting. So, number one, this is a property that we listed last week. Brand new listing, located at 2633 Jason Loop in Richland. Now, this is in South Richland, actually, mm-hmm. and it is in that Queensgate Keene corridor, kind of out there by, you've got the new Walmart, Target, and stuff mm-hmm. out there. And ooh. What it is this is a townhome, and it's a two bedroom, two bath, plus a den. And it could easily be converted to a three bedroom if you wanted to. It is in like new condition. It's 1,225 square feet, and it's priced at $134,900.
Wow.
So, number one, you've got amazing access to the freeway because you're right there, Queensgate, right on the mm-hmm. freeway. You've got all the brand-new shopping, restaurants and stuff going in out there at Vintner Square. So that is just huge, and it is also easy with all of the fixes they've made to Keene Road. Now, everybody knows out there it hasn't been easy for the last 8 months as we've been dealing with construction, but it's getting really easy now that they've expanded those lanes on Keene. And so you can get to the Kennewick Central Tri-Cities area very, very quickly. You're not going to get in that corridor for $134,900. The location wow. itself is just amazing. So here's an idea. In fact, we sold one of these just a few months ago to one of our clients, this mm-hmm. exact same unit. It was a first-time home buyer once again. We sold it to him. He got in there, improved his situation over his previous apartment, much mm-hmm. nicer place that's only a couple of years old, and he got his own place and was nearly paying the same in rent. So almost wow. double the square footage, got into an actual home that's building equity, and not much more than his existing rent. So there not only is this a new listing we have, this is an exact scenario that we've done in the last few months with one of our previous clients.
What other proof do you need, ladies and gentlemen?
Fabulous.
Real life.
Pick number two, I'm going to go to, now this property, we are at 8305 West Clearwater Place. Another brand new listing that we took. Fantastic location. It's close to everything at Columbia Center. Mm-hmm. So where this is this sits off of a new section of housing just off of Deschutes up there. Mm-hmm. And it is a three-bedroom, two-bath with a den, amazing floor plan. Backyard has a covered patio, an extra RV pad, huge master. Once again, like new condition home. Just a couple years old, just amazing condition, and it's priced at $190,000. And in that location where you're in this awesome neighborhood, but you're literally 5 minutes from Columbia Center Boulevard, the location is really just one of those unbeatable West Kennewick locations. Pick number three. Now, this would be another candidate for a first-time home buyer type home situation. 210 Bernard in Richland. We literally just listed this like yesterday type of just listed. Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe right now they're having a yard sale. So if you wanted to, this house, you can go by and check it out. It's 210 Bernard in Richland. Mm-hmm. It's priced at $155,000. It's a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath. And what it is it's one of the F houses. Those mm-hmm. are the big, tall, square ones with the basement. So this is one of those classic Richland F houses that has been darn near completely remodeled.
Wow.
It has one of the best, because it's interesting over the years to see how people change these, mm-hmm. you know, how the different F houses end up. This is one of the best remodeled F houses that I've seen. It has got just an awesome kitchen, new cabinets. When you're inside, you wouldn't know that it was an older Richland F house. So mm-hmm. totally redone kitchen. Basement's been redone. Walls have been done. New plumbing. All of this, and then
shop.
You're gonna get an oversized two-car garage / shop with this, which you don't find on these locations in
Richland.
You
don't find those in Richland.
And not a lot. So it's got an amazing yard, you've got the shop, and you've got all of the updates inside. So you're going to be hard-pressed to find this room and quality at this location in Richland for $155,000. So this is one of those ones where it's really a great option. We'd love to show it to you, and it would really fit in with these programs that we've talking about. So the next biggest thing is, okay, we have the property. We've talked with the lender. We know what type of program we're going to use. We know what we're going to try to do. Mm-hmm. So a couple of other things as we kind of wrap up the show here today. One of the things we're talking about and looking at with the first-time home buyers that's different in that process, that 20-step process we went through, is just really explaining, you know, step-by-step, what is the next step? Because when you've been through something before, you at least have some sort of memory of what's going to happen.
Yes.
But when you've never been through it before and you don't even know the difference of what you need, it's scary. I mean, mm-hmm. It can be a scary process. And so it's really letting people know what those next steps are and having them think about a couple things. One being really the class will help with this, but one really being, okay, what's the budget? You know, mm-hmm. You're going to be buying a house and, you know, there's things you've never had to think about before. And one of those might be reserves. How much reserves do I need? What do I need if the power bill is not going to be the same every month or the water bill, you know, as it gets.
Or depending upon where you live, you have to factor in garbage.
Yep.
And irrigation.
Exactly. So those are some
adjustments we had to make when we bought our house.
You do
apartments, it's all rolled in.
That's exactly right. And you do have to make those adjustments. The other thing is some cost projections. What is your propensity to, I mean, we gave two very different picks here. Mm-hmm. What are your propensity to living in an older remodeled F house that, mm-hmm. you know, say the AC system was replaced. I don't have it exactly in front of me, but say it was 15 years old versus the townhouse at Jason Loop, which was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are you going to have some type of idea of what is it going to be the cost to replace that system if you need to?
If something goes out, so how are you going to pay for it?
Do you have the propensity and do you have the ability to do that? So instead of maybe looking at an older home with more square footage, if you have the propensity to do that, great. If not, maybe we need to look at a little smaller, newer home. So really going over, what do things cost? What would a roof cost? What would, you know, what would an AC system cost? What would these projections be just if that happens? Mm-hmm. So really just planting the seeds so our first-time buyers are looking at that. And then, like we talked about last week, how long do you plan to be in the home? Mm-hmm. You know, that can make a difference to what you're going to do. Are there items you're going to make for value improvement or for personal enjoyment? And then deciding, you know, what's worthwhile to do to you.
Makes a big difference.
The other thing that sometimes people really overlook that we really provide and we really pride ourselves in providing is we've been doing this for a while, and so we know who our network of service providers are. A lot of our first-time home buyers, you know, don't know. Who do we need to call when we have a heating and air question? Who should we use to clean the carpets? Who should we have clean the windows? You know, we've had folks in our business. We've had sparkling clean windows on the show. You know, we've had our service providers
that we've worked with
for years. And so when they run into these problems, we really like to think of it as a whole solution and we're not just selling you this house, you know, and then mm-hmm. we're out of here. I mean, if you have questions about housing and who we've used and who we've had good luck with, that's really the resource that we become. Our network groups that we're a part of provide a lot of that, a lot of those contacts, and we see those people weekly. So logistical support. Yeah, we're there to help get them in contact with those folks. Another one of the last programs I want to talk about, a huge thing that we're seeing used a lot, and this really fluctuates with funding and where things are at, but there has been a huge push in using what's called the USDA Rural Development Loans. Now, this is what these are zero down loans through the USDA Rural Development Program. And the most of these we see in the area is there are very specific requirements of where the house needs to be. Mm-hmm. But these maps, these rural development maps, still include a decent portion of West Pasco to the north. So, like, north of Burden Boulevard still lies within the Rural Development Loan Program.
Because many of the agriculture lands out there were recently sold to make way for housing.
Exactly. And so there is an opportunity for a lot of those houses that are listed out there to use this program. So what you're getting is you're getting a standard approval through a local lender here, and there's lots of local lenders that can do this. We also have very specific people we recommend that can process this type of loan. So what it is you're getting approved through a local lender, and then they are then going to the USDA after that for the difference and for the guarantee on the loan, so that they're able to do a zero down type loan. So what it takes a little bit longer. We're usually seeing it take about, instead of a 30-day close, we're usually seeing these type of loans take a 45-day close. Currently, right now, we have a couple of our pending transactions. This is exactly how they're being financed. And so there's a lot of real-life scenarios going on right now with these programs. It's a great option, great advertising options for homes that lie within that area, and just another kind of tool that our first-time home buyers can consider and look at.
See, and if you weren't listening to this program or talking to Lance here on News Talk 870, you would probably never think the United States Department of Agriculture would have a hand in home purchasing or obtaining. See, it's little things like that. When people get the information, then they can make an educated decision.
It's really interesting. It changes every day. I tell you what, we're not bored, McKay. We're never bored around here. So we're just excited about what's happening. We're definitely advising a lot of people. We're keeping a close eye on the market right now. There's big changes out there. I know everybody's hearing about them in the news, and we're really watching what's going on in the market. If people have questions about that, what they're seeing, how they're seeing things be affected, feel free to call us at any time. That's what we do. That's what we talk about. Once again, you can go to KenmoreTeam.com to get a hold of us. And we look forward to, once again, talking next week about some more exciting topics.
Right here on News Talk 870. And don't forget the podcasting.